In our previous year, we began a discussion about Zebar Leyechod, Zebar Leyechod, Zablo. We spoke about a Zablo versus a... We spoke about a Zablo versus a Bezdin Kavua. And the Ramah in Chosh Mishpat Simen Zayin Siv Zayin says, Kol Dayin Shein O'yav O'yosoyin Mamish. Any dayan who isn't a real strong friend or chas v'shalom of an enemy of one of the parties, muta l'doinoi may be a dayan in the entire. V'ein al midas chesidus l'hach mishloi l'doinoi. It is a midas chesidus to not be a dayan in such a case. V'lkei muta l'doinoi dayan avur k'shseh bar l'yech v'zeh bar l'yechad. So Ramah says in a case of Zablo, you could choose somebody who's your friend. Says the Sma. That's only regarding friends or chas v'shalom enemies. But certainly relatives cannot be chosen to be part of a Zablo. The Chas Tshuvas Chavis Yor says that just like we all understand that a korov or apostle can't be a dayan, he says that a friend, or on the other hand, an enemy, will not look impartially at this litigant, and therefore there is no, he should not be a buyer in the Zebar Le'echot. Zebar Le'echot. The way I think to understand this machloikus, do we disqualify a friend, do we disqualify an enemy from being a buyer, really touches on the basic concept of how do we look at a Zablo. There's an interesting Shilas Achuvas Marim Vail. Then let's say we have a situation where the two parties each choose a Boirer. And they're saying, we'll pass in this entire on our own. The Marim Vail, the remark quotes in Mechoshim Mishpid Simen Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, says that we don't have to have a third dayan. And as the Gra explains, and others explain, because it seems that their approach is that Zebar Le'echad and Zebar Le'echad is not to be looked at as a real Bezdin. Certainly if it was a regular Bezdin, so we could all understand that Ahayev Asayneh, just like a Karver apostle, may not be members of a Bezdin. Rather, they look at a Zebayr Le'echad, Zebayr Le'echad, is that the two litigants agreed that we'll let this person paskin. Similar to what we learn, I think, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and Daf Chaf Dalet, it's quoted actually in Daf Chaf Gimel as well, that if the two parties decide a father of one of them will be the arbitrator, that's also okay, if they both agreed. In a case, however, the others, Paiskim, Chavis Yor, holds that no, you can't have a Bezdin without three people. And Zebar Le'echad, Zebar Le'echad is a Bezdin. And all the halachas of a Bezdin apply to them. And therefore, the halacha is that you should have three Dayanim, not just two. And those three Dayanim have to be Dayanim, and a Karav or Apostle would obviously be disqualified. It's interesting to point out, as we speak about Zebayr Le'echad, the Zebayr Le'echad, we quoted in our previous shir the words of the Gemara, here on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, B'toich she Zebayr Le'dayin Echad, V'ze Bayr Le'dayin Echad, Yetze Hadin Lamitoi. And Tosfos quotes the Rivah. How to understand the words of the Gemara. One way of understanding is speaking about the two litigants. The litigant will have a positive attitude to whatever psak is issued when he knows that the person whom he chose is sitting on this bezdin, and if he could have said anything to help him win, he would have certainly done it. And if he lost anyway, it means indeed he deserves to lose. The other pshat Tosfos seems to learn is it has nothing to do with the two parties, the two litigants. I think what Tosfos means to say is the person that loses will never be happy, and the person that wins will always be happy. We want to make sure that an honest psak is issued. This is the way that Chazal determined we could get an honest psak issued. But it's interesting to point out, if we read the words of Rashi on this Gemara, Yetzi diremis lamitoi, the tzaisi balidinim, the two litigants will listen. The savar achayiv, the person who loses the nentaira, will say, Hare ani ba'atzmi b'rarti yoecher, I chose one of these dayonim. If he could have turned the dintara in my benefit, he certainly would have. And the dayonim themselves are satisfied to do that because they were chosen by each side. It seems, at first glance, that Rashi is following the first pshat that Tosfos suggests, the pshat of the Rivon, that the person who I choose to be my buyer will do everything for my benefit. But says the Rosh, and I think it's important to read the words of the Rosh. Neshi yesh chaseri das, the people that don't know how to learn. Hatoyim b'divrei Rashi, they make a mistake in understanding what Rashi says. V'loin d'memenu, they try to understand that Rashi means to say, she'dayin she'esh lo l'hapak b'schus oysa shebiroi v'oyme b'komoi b'l'chapas b'varash lo'ikadin. They think that Rashi means to say that the person who I chose as a buyer has the obligation to try to make sure that I win the dentira. V'nogu kava anoshim livrelem bali tachpulis. And therefore, people sometimes choose as a buyer people who aren't that honest. I should choose a person who will do everything that I should win. These people don't understand what Rashi means. Rashi chas v'shalom never meant that the buyer should do something dishonest and try to help me win the entire when I shouldn't. That's what they think happens behind the closed door. The buyer has to be 100% honest, and he should not try to say anything which is dishonest just to benefit the party that chose him. If he's not quite sure, and he says something which he's not sure was the right thing to say, that is how strong the Rosh says is the obligation that the boy will realize that he's a dayan, and a dayan has to be honest and open-minded and say, of course, only the truth. It's interesting. There is a number of tshuvas quoted in the Shaios HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe from the Debrei Tzina Rav, Zichrono Livracha, about this concept of Zebay Rilo Yechad. He says that this issue, as is quite clear in our Gemara, that the Bairim, as is quite clear from our Shiurim, did not always act in the most honest fashion and try to sway the Psak on behalf of the person who chose them is not something new. It already is, he says, the Chidah discusses it. And he said, and he says that the Paiskim are strong. He quotes a Knesset Yecheskel that says, and it's absolutely unacceptable, it's absolutely unacceptable to have any person who's going to serve as a dayan, a bairur, hear the claims of any party unless it's being said when both, when everybody's there in front of the Bezdin as the halacha requires. And in fact, he says that after his having unpleasant experience in more than one situation, he refuses to sit in a dentira that is created through a zabla, zebar le'echad, zebar le'echad. He goes on to say some horror stories. He speaks about a dentira where it was clear that the bairur was just doing everything on behalf of the party that chose him without any honesty. And he says that obviously the bairur and the person who had chosen him were in constant consultation what to say, what to answer to the Bezdin. And at a certain point, he says, one of the Rabbanim, one of the Yonim doing the Dentira, asked one of the parties a question, a fair question that they needed to know to be able to pass in the Dentira. Obviously, this was a question that this party wasn't prepared for. So instead of everybody saying, just answer the question honestly, he turned to his bairur, and his bairur told him, you don't have to rush. Think about it before you answer. That's okay. But then he says what happened was, the bairur saw that this party wasn't sure what to say, and he wasn't completely prepared to answer. So the bairur says, you don't have to answer today. We'll have another session, and you'll answer then. Clearly, what the bairur's plan was to push off him answering until they could collude together what would be the right answer to help him win. He says, that's not a dayan. That's not the way a dayan is supposed to act. He also goes into another story, which is even more troubling, where he says there was a couple who was having shalom bayis issues, and he felt that if they come to him, he knew both sides, he knew all the families, he could perhaps bring peace and shalom bayis back to his family. The bairur, who had been chosen by one of the sides, called him and said, no, the place to go is Bezdin. And of course the bairur and maybe other people had different intentions, and what it caused ultimately was that this family, who he believes could have lived happily together, ended up getting divorced. He also has a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Ayin. He quotes the Gemara that we learned on Dav Zayin Mabeis. The Rav Kev Osla Beidina, when Rav would go to the Entira, Om Ahochi Beruas Nafshel Kotla Nafik. He said, I'm putting my life in my hands as I enter the Entira. V'tzvi Lebeisek Lesuavid. A dayan is not supposed to take money. He's only allowed to take schar b'teila. V'reikin Lebeisek Oil. V'vachtei Bik Yitzia. Halavai I come out of the Entira as I enter the Entira, that I should not chas v'shalom be corrupt. He says that's supposed to be the attitude of a dayan. And that attitude is not only in the Entira with a Bezna Kavua. That attitude is an attitude that has to prevail even in a din Torah of a Zabla. And if not, then certainly a Zabla should not be conducted, which, as I said before, he took on to never participate in a Zabla. We need to remember, as the Rosh said in explaining Rashi, a Zabla is a din Torah, and the members of the Zabla are Dayonim and have to act the way Dayonim of a din Torah are required to act according to halacha.